The bombs of fission had torn apart the Japanese will for war. But there were other Japanese Americans who had lived here honorably as Americans, whose sons had fought for all of us in the European war theater. And these sons were coming home now to families who, during the war years, had been behind barbed wire in a strange American version of a concentration camp.
Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 24th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler, a series of dramas concerning the people of this expanding world in which we live. Tonight's play is titled The Family Nagashi. He's home, Ben Nagashi. After 2 years overseas with the most decorated unit in the history of infantry battalions, he landed at Salerno, spearheaded the Fifth Army advance, held the front lines in Cassino 40 days, attacked at Anzio, led the breakthrough on Rome, and as part of the 442nd Infantry Regiment, led the American advance up Italy's west coast. Then to the Seventh Army in France, charging up the Vosges Mountains and breaking the Nazi lines with cold bayonets. He's home, Ben Nagashi, with a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, a Division Citation, and a Distinguished Service Cross.
Come, my son. That is an excellent story. But now, please tell us, what did the general say?
Well, Dad, I told you. He said... Oh, the general didn't say a darn thing. He just saluted and handed over the citation to our company commander, and we all broke ranks and went back to eating those thick steaks and kissing those pretty Italian girls.
My son has uniform of warrior and imagination of poet.
Oh, Mama.
Well, gosh, Ben, which general was it? Eisenhower or Patton?
Neither. My brother was General Mark Clark, a great guy. Oh, Mama, you make rice like nobody else in the world.
Thank you, my son.
Mitsu, you don't eat, you don't say anything. I thought sure that by the time I'd get home, you'd have lots to say.
She has not changed.
Thank God for that. As far as I can see, nothing's changed. Mitsu, all of you, the house, the fields.
How many Germans did you shoot all together? How many, Ben?
Georgia.
Yeah, that's taboo, Georgia, remember?
He has been waiting for you so eagerly, Ben.
Sure, Mitsu. Someday I'll tell you all about it, kid. Right now... Well, how did the tomatoes do this year, Papa? It was so dark driving up, I was so excited I didn't even look or anything. Oh, you haven't answered me. I want the tomatoes this year.
We did not have time for much crop.
Why not?
Your father and mother and brother just got back, Ben.
Back? Where? Oh. The concentration camp.
Relocation
camp. Behind barbed wire, what's the difference? So much has been happening, I'd forgotten what had been happening to all of you.
Manzanar was not bad.
I know that country. Desert. My father and my brother and my mother and my girl stuck out in the desert. I tell you, when I first heard about it, I almost went crazy. Took it out of me killing Germans. That's a good one, huh?
We have no bitterness.
Why not? We're second-generation citizens of German and Italian origin thrown out of their homes and stuck behind barbed wire in the desert?
There was a problem. A panic. They did what they thought... was best at the moment.
Fine, Mitsu, fine. Turn the other cheek. The meek shall inherit the earth. They flew a squad of us from Italy to Belsen, and we saw the ashes of 50,000 of the meek. I saw the meek piled up like cordwood with the children of the meek in neat little piles of their own. I saw them all...
Ben, my son.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Please, chicken, rice. Please eat.
We have been home 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yes, only a day. But as you yourself see, everything is as it was. Now we can stay here forever. No bitterness, only future. May we drink one more glass of wine and then go out into the fields?
All right.
Tucker? Ben? Mitsu?
No, my glass is full.
Huh? My eldest son... Return one. The words to be said are yours.
All right. Someone else said them before me. To the United States of America, right or wrong, my country.
Hey, Jack, we don't want you here. Get out!
Tucker!
Mama, what?
I am all right.
The devil.
Ben, where are you?
Let go of me. Ben, my gun. No. I gotta get my gun.
Ben, no. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arch Obler. You have just heard the beginning of a play titled The Family Nagashi. It is based upon material furnished me by our government. If you've just said old propaganda and have reached for the dial to turn to another station, may I ask you not to do so for a few moments. If you continue to listen, you will hear a drama that should be as close to you as your own heart. I bring you this play not because I'm a lover of those slant-eyed individuals who raped Nanking and made world pacts with Schickelgruber and company and starved and beat and murdered their English and Dutch and Chinese and American prisoners. I bring it to you because I, as you, know that an injustice done to any of us is an injustice to all of us. This, then, is a story not about Japanese Americans, but about Americans.
My gun! I gotta get my gun!
Ben, no! No!
Oh, you gotta let go!
No, Ben! No!
As my son struggled against me too myself to reach his gun, to reach those outside, even as I struggled with him, my thoughts were, why this? Why this? And suddenly, the years were there again. It was as if I were alone. San Francisco, 35 years before.
So. この、まあ、若いアメリカ人、バカだ。
One of my countrymen saying, I remember, yes, this is America, you young fool. Young fool, yes, old and happy, America at last. Here one grew rich without trying, and in just a little while I would be rich, and I would return to Japan with my riches.
Give me your board and your keep and a dollar a month spending money. Take it, or I don't mind if you leave.
Young and a fool.
A, B, C, A.
So much to learn. So much to do.
Japanese.
So lonely. Yes, so...
The daughter of Hiroshi Nakashima in the old country. Why not bring her over for a wife?
Yes, my friend's advice. The daughter of Hiroshi Nakashima.
Bride from Japan? It can be arranged for money. A great deal of money.
Work, more work. Eat little, sleep little, work day and night. Until at last...
Konnichiwa.
Little Taka. I was lonely no more.
Makono oki, machi, watamushi.
Yes, Taka. I remember. You say a city frightened you. You weren't green, but... So we came out here. Oh, it was such wilderness then. I said to you, we will live here a little while, then we will go back to our Japan. Go back. With each year, our hearts went further into the land. 35 years into the land. Into America. The land was wilderness, barren. My wife and I and my son made it fertile. Our life. That is why there's so much fury in my son. He knows. Oh, God help him.
Let go of me! My gun! I gotta get my gun!
Ben, no! No!
You gotta let go.
No, Ben!
I am not frightened. At my son's anger, I feel only pain. If I was another mother, this would not be. I could go to their mothers. I could say to them, it is true, my husband and I have not been as you. I have been here almost lifetime, yet I can hardly speak your language. It is true we have not been as you, but my sons are as you.
Atta boy, atta baby, hot dog. Who are you kidding? Well, now you're cooking.
I wanted to be as you, go among you. First, you frightened me. You were all so very large and so very sure of yourself. I wanted to know you, for you to know me. But I did not know how to start. and the years went quick. Oh, but my sons, I watched them. They were as you.
Hey, Mom, all that stuff about the Japanese emperor being a god, you don't believe that malarkey, do you?
So much like you. Education. That my children must have to be as you. Know all things about this strange great land, of which I know so little.
Hey, Mom, I can recite the alphabet forwards and backwards faster than anybody in our room. Hey, Mom, I know what California is bounded by, and the Indians sold the island of Manhattan to the Dutch for $24. Big bargain, huh, Mom?
With every year so very much like
Hey,
you.
Mom, I hit a home run today. Two men on base, and I hit a home run. Hey, Mom, I just got $15, and Joe says he'll sell me his jalopy for $20. Can I do it, Mom? Can I do it?
So very much like you.
Yeah, sure, Pop. California Aggie School is the place for me. I'm a hayseed from way back, and I might as well learn how to do it right. Well, I started at right tackle, but they put me at left half, and this season I'll be the blocking back. But next season, the coach says I can carry the needle. How about using the car tonight, Pop? I got to cut a rug with a new dish for Staten Island.
So much like you, but I was same.
My gosh, Mom. At least you ought to learn how to write English. After all these years... Well, gosh, what if I had to go away someplace and you had to write me a letter?
Always same. Not American. Not quite Japanese. As I watched your anger and your hate, I knew only pain, my son. If I was only another sort of mother for you.
Let go of me. My gun. I gotta get my gun.
Ben, no. No.
You gotta let go of me.
Until that moment, I had never seen you angry before, Ben. I'd known you ever since we were small children, and I'd never seen you angry. No. You must have been angry once, Ben. The day at the station.
Mitzu, the family went back to the car because they knew I wanted this last couple of minutes with you. Darling, I don't know where it'll be, where they'll send me. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. I wish we'd gotten married before I left.
But Ben...
No, don't say anything. Let me talk. Married because I wanted you so long. There's never been anybody else but you, little Mitzu. It couldn't be. I love you. I've wanted... Oh, I said so little to you. I plan to say so much. Mitzu, listen. For a little while until the authorities get things straightened out, it may be pretty rugged. I mean back here, hot-headed patriots. But don't let it get you down. It won't last long. Folks around here know the family Nagashi's okay, and you're part of that family. Because I love you. I love you so much.
No. No hate.
Okay, okay, so you're a citizen. It doesn't make any difference. You have 12 hours to get out of this town to the camp where you belong.
But I had that hate, Ben.
That's too bad, sister. You'll have to leave all that stuff behind.
In the bus, step lively.
This camp will be your home indefinitely. You're not allowed outside the confines of the barbed wire.
Stuff your mattresses with straw. Step lively.
I'm sorry. The government didn't issue any of those for you.
I'm sorry. We haven't got any of that.
I'm sorry. We haven't got any.
I'm sorry. We haven't got any.
I never wrote you of it, Ben. I never wrote you about the worst day of all.
Darling, last leave. Could you meet me, Chicago, next Sunday? Get married. Love, Ben.
I'm sorry, miss. It is quite beyond my authority to permit you to leave the relocation center for any such reason. I sympathize with you, but my orders are explicit. You must stay within the confines of the camp until further notice.
Such bitterness and hatred. I haven't them anymore. Now you have them.
It is very late, my son. They will not return.
I want to sit out here.
The gun. Let me put it away now.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's a welcome home committee.
Ben.
Welcome home, Ben Nagashi. You've been away a long time. You got a belly full of Salerno mud and mortar shells and Heine mines and Mark IV tanks. So here's the fatted calf in our hands in friendship. Thanks, pal. How's the crops? You want some help? Mitsu, I hate him. I'll kill them all. Let them come back.
When your train left that day, I didn't ride back with you.
What? What'd you say?
That day you left. After you'd gone, I went back to the library. I wanted to work. There were some new books for me to catalog. The first one, the page opened on a poem by Robert Nathan. I've read it so many times since. I know every word. About the boys going to war. Where are they going? They smile and wave goodbye. Young faces passing by on their way into history. Peering out, taking a last look at the country. Looking for something like home. Like the mother face of America. The father face of America. And the lonely girl there on the platform, on her way back to school after the holidays, feels her heart grow too big for her body. She waves too, and weeps. Although she does not know why. They are boys. They are young like herself. They would be friends of hers if she knew them. They are all young together. Going by, going away, passing each other, smiling. Going away forever. Ben, all the time you were away, when they talk about men overseas changing, I said not Ben. Tonight, at first you laughed the same, you talked the same. But when it happens, now, if you want to hurt and kill Ben, whoever they were, whatever they said, what does it matter? You're back, and I'm here. Isn't that enough?
Didn't you hear them? You're nothing now but a Jap. I know this. I got a gun in my hand, and they'll come back. A dirty little fascist. Listen.
Ben.
Two carloads this time into the house.
Ben, you...
Get in there, I tell you.
I won't. I'll stay.
Okay. Oh, they got reinforcements now. That's all right with me.
Ben, I heard automobiles. Who...
Oh, I knew they'd be back.
Ben, do not do anything.
Not yet. Fitzhugh, turn on the porch light. I want to see their faces. Turn it on. You see? They're not strangers at all. Our neighbors, tried and true. Did you ever return the stone hammer I lent you, Mr. Greer? How are you, Mr. Randall? Joe still got the football we won at the Fresno game? Mr. Horton? Mr. Haas? Mr. Ames? Mr. Alberti? Fred Knox? How are you, Mr. Parks? Maybe you'd like me to come over and save your fruit trees again.
Ben.
No, I've been waiting 3 years to get home and talk to you. What's your hurry? Why not be sociable about it? The Nagashis have been here for 30 years. A couple of minutes more won't poison your purity. Or maybe you don't like to see me standing here in this uniform. Okay, I'll take it off. You can have it, including the ribbons.
Ben, we would have been here sooner, but we only heard that you were home, that your family had come back. We only heard just a little while ago what happened here tonight. We know who they are, Ben. They're not anyone you know or who knew you. What they did because they were ignorant little minds who think they see a chance to get your land. It won't happen. We'll take care of them. But most of all, we're here to say, welcome home, Ben. Just welcome home.
Would you...
You will forgive my son for going away. His heart is too full. Perhaps tomorrow... We are here. How soon will you again be removing engine from Angel One, my son?
Drives all right.
It was like egg in cold storage.
So a mother has a Sunday joke. Come, George, me too.
Ben, aren't you getting out?
Go ahead, please. I'll be warm.
My son, why do you...
Please, Dad, let me be.
Ben, it isn't good. Please come in with us. What reason is there not...
Come with her.
All right.
Mother, George...
Isn't Ben coming to church?
I do not know.
Why doesn't he come?
We are so late. Services have begun.
It is an ill-used word. A word weary with repetition, with misuse. Evil has hidden behind it and will hide behind it again unless we guard well. Be tolerant of me, the greatest evil in human history has cried. And we, who were tolerant, and saw evil begin to cover the earth with its swastika and rising sun, begin to question not our foolishness, but our tolerance. And so we began to give some of our hate to tolerance. And so tolerance became a word of softness, of soft things, and an easy indulgence that cost the world a bloody toll. My friends, the time has come for re-examination and reapplication of tolerance. Now we must have a tolerance with strength, a tolerance that denies the very right of existence to evil, but that grants to every man the right of existence if that right is based in a common brotherhood of man. What took place last night?
Gee, Pop, everybody's looking at us.
Come in, my neighbors. We were hoping you would join us.
Come. We will take our seats.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome back home.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have seats up front for you.
Please, if we might sit in our old places.
Of course, just as you like.
Thank you. In here, Mama first. George, me too.
Welcome home, Mrs. Nagashi.
Glad to see you back.
Good to see you.
Welcome home.
May we quiet down, please? From all of us, Mr. and Mrs. Nagashi, a hearty welcome home. May God grant that you and yours will never leave us again.
Thank you.
Each of us has a personal debt to Ben. Ben is not with you?
He is outside.
Outside? Mr. Gardner, Mr. Jackson, would you go out and ask Ben Nagashi if he would come in?
Mr. Nagashi, I should go out and help him.
No, sit here.
But I...
Because I wish it.
Papa, he's coming in. Papa, why is everybody standing up?
Why? They are honoring your brother.
Ben, would you come up here, please? Welcome home, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Ben, I was talking about intolerance before you came in. I don't know if I'm qualified to speak about it. All my life, I've been accepted. My family, pioneer stock, my skin, my religion. Everything conformed, so I've never really known intolerance. After last night. Talk to us, Ben. Say whatever you want to say to us. You have the right to speak to us in any way you see fit.
Whatever I'd like to say. Once, one of the worst days we had back there, when it looked as if for the first time we'd have to fall back because they were throwing everything they had at us and we had so little to throw back at them. For just, well, maybe it was a few seconds, there wasn't anything coming at us and I lay on the ground and I thought, when I get home, if I get home, no trouble will ever mean anything deep in me anymore. I was wrong, because yesterday I knew a worse kind of trouble than anything that the Nazis ever did to me. Even in the dirtiest foxhole, I'd had a place because I was an American. No matter where I was, I had that. But yesterday, somebody broke a window and yelled some words at me. All in a minute, I had nothing. And my father and my mother had given their lives for me to have something. They had nothing. Near Anzio, a piece of mortar shell hit me right away. The pain was as if somebody was tearing every one of my nerves out by the roots. And nobody could get to me, and I lay there, and the pain went on and on, never stopping. I tried to knock myself out to stop it, but I couldn't. In the middle of it all, I suddenly thought, stay with it. Nothing will ever hurt you as much ever again. Nothing will ever hurt you as much ever again. I was wrong again. Yesterday, while I was hating you and hating this place and the whole country, some of you him over to tell me what had happened, and it wasn't you. It wasn't you wanting us out and hating us. That you knew that I... That was when it hurt the most, because I hadn't believed in you the way I believed in the fellas in my squad, in my battalion. That you knew that inside we were the same. I mean, the same. I'll never think any differently as long as I live. No matter what happens from here on in. How many windows break, what words do they throw at me? I believe in you. And that's all I've got to say.
Have just heard Mr. Elliot Lewis in the leading role of the family Nagashi, a new play by Art Obler, based upon material furnished by the United States Department of Interior. The cast included Lou Merrill, Barbara Eiler, Joseph Granby, Tommy Cook, Lynn Whitney, Bill Shaw, Mary Jane Croft, Norman Field, Bill Johnstone, Alan Hewitt, and Sergeant Harry Tonaway of the illustrious 100th Infantry Battalion. Announcer Dick Wynn. The original music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekins.